Hobart Hurricanes knocked the previously unbeaten Melbourne Stars out of Australia's Big Bash League by triumphing in the first semi-final at the MCG. The Stars were held 141-8, with only Brad Hodge playing a substantial innings with 51 off 35 balls. Leg spinner Cameron Boyce starred with career best figures of 3-11, while Ben Laffin took 2 wickets late on, following from wickets from Sher Malik, Dimitri Mascarenhas and Doug Bollinger. The Stars, who won all 8 of their league games, still have fancied their chances in the run chase, but the Hurricanes romped home. Openers Ben Dunk and Tim Payne put on 51 in fewer than 6 overs, with Payne hitting 65 off 52 balls before falling short before the winning line was crossed. Skipper George Bailey ended on 32 off 26 balls, his side won with 11 balls to spare by 7 wickets. Ireland were condemned to a second heavy defeat overnight in West Indies Nanico Super 50, and have also been hit by the news that all-rounder John Mooney will miss the remainder of the tour, being forced to return home due to worsening of a stress-related illness. Cricket Ireland Chief Executive Warren Dutram stressed that cricketing issues must always play second fiddle to health ones, said that the board would do all it could to aid Mooney's recovery. On the field in Trinidad, Ireland were bowled out for a pitiful 161 after electing to bat, despite a promising, if cautious, start. They had reached 78 for 1 after 23 overs against Jamaica, but Niall O'Brien was leg before to Tamar Lambert, and a steady collapse followed. Lambert ended with 2 for 27 from his 10 overs, while Andre Russell took 3 for 19, and the returning Jerome Taylor mopped up the tail, ending with 3 for 33. Jamaica were then helped in their run chase by some poor Irish fielding, and eased home by 6 wickets in just 29 overs. Young opener John Campbell hit a career best 71 off 80 balls, while giving Max Sorensen one of his 2 wickets. Meanwhile, Barbados were without Kirk Edwards for the remainder of the Nanico Super 50, after the West Indian top order batsman was withdrawn from the squad for disciplinary reasons. According to the Daily Nation and the West Indies Players Association, the issue was team kit related. Zimbabwe are set to resume their domestic season on the 10th of February following a prolonged players' strike. The country's cricketers refused to play the bulk of the domestic season thus far, running out of patience for Zimbabwe cricket over non-payment of salaries. They're due to be paid all outstanding dues on the 10th of February. And finally, some news from the county circuit in England. Nottinghamshire have appointed former player Andy Pick as a full-time bowling coach. All-rounder Paul Franks, meanwhile, has been appointed second 11 captain as he works towards his ECB Level 4 coaching qualification. And Michael Yardley has agreed an extension to his Sussex contract, which will see him remain at the club until the end of the 2015 season. Yardley is Sussex's 2014 beneficiary.